good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are around this globe. How are you? How have you been? How are you doing? I hope you're keeping well. If it's your first time, this is your Ganda Ibolo with another episode of A Better Version of Myself. Here we talk about everything and anything that will help us grow, become better, heal, you know, holistically. And that is financially, socially, mentally, physically, spiritually. Like, we just, you know, touch bits and bits of each part of that make us whole. And again, life is a journey. There is no day you'll be like, I'm done. This day you work on your spiritual journey. Next time you realize you need to work on your social life, or rather social journey. Next time you realize, oh, I need to work on my finances. I thought I knew it, but literally I think I don't know anything, you know. After that, you realize, oh, my physical, I need to be healthy, I need to eat well, I need to work out, I need to take care of myself. You get the point. So it is a journey. So every time there is something that you will need to work on, you will realize that there's something that you need to work on every time. So yes, that is why I am here, to be able to walk with you in this journey. All right. How is your new year, by the way? I hope you are doing well and you've started off well. We say this year there's no negativity. There's nothing like January is blah, blah, blah. Here in Kenya, we usually call it in January. It's like, that kind of says that it's a very tough month. It's dry. The sun is way up there. And, you know, like, you've spent everything during Christmas on the festive season, and now you're starting, you know, I think you get the point. So yeah, but we said here in the Better Version of Myself community, we are not going to speak that kind of negativity. As much as things are not the way we expect them, doesn't mean that they're not going to change. And whatever you keep on saying, it becomes your reality. So we want a different reality. But hey, if you were able to listen to my last podcast, what do you think? I got one or two few feedbacks, not much, but I hope it was insightful. I hope it was, it gave you an idea on how to navigate the 2022, or how to reflect on your 2021, or on yourself, like, basically, yeah. So keep on. If you haven't, please go back and listen to it. It's really nice. Yeah, it's really nice. So today I want us to talk about forgiveness. I've talked about forgiveness, or rather I've touched on forgiveness, I think on a few, there's an episode, I can't remember what number it is, but I think I've talked about forgiveness, but not in depth. Today I'm going to talk about it a little bit deeper. Yeah. And I hope it will be of help to you. And let me tell you something. As human beings, we get wronged. We wrong other people. We rub shoulders with people in the wrong way. And then we get this feeling. We get hurt. You get so much hurt that it takes forgiveness for you to come out of that hurt. Because unforgiveness brings a lot of things and baggage and burden. And it gets to the point where you have to forgive. And sometimes it's not even other people. You need to forgive yourselves. You've done a mistake and you feel like it's a costly mistake that you don't know what to do. You feel like, this one I cannot forgive myself, or it's unforgivable. Nothing is unforgivable. Everything is forgivable. Like, you can forgive yourself, and you need to forgive yourself. All right? Because let me tell you something. Forgiving someone who has done you wrong, or forgiving yourself when you've made a mistake, is somehow the most critical step in healing and moving on. Yeah, you can manage, or you can execute it with practice. You cannot just forgive, you say, I stand up, forgive. No, it's a process. Yeah, there are things you'll forgive like instantly. There's that. It's a reality. There is that. If someone does something, you forgive and you forget about it. But there are those hurts that are usually so deep, or something that someone has done over time and becomes so hard for you to forgive. So yeah, that is something that you do it with practice. It doesn't just, you know, come. And like I've said, when you don't forgive, you have this feeling, and this feeling can make you stagnate. Yeah, because every time you keep on thinking about that, and anytime you think about it, it releases some kind of hormone in your body. And this hormone makes you feel all sorts of things. Yeah. And that is why they say forgiveness comes with self-healing. Forgiveness comes with self-empowerment. And forgiveness comes with self-liberation, all right? So what is forgiveness? I mean, don't like forgiveness. What is forgiveness? Okay. According to someone called Sanjay Singh and Huda, that's their research around 2019, they say that forgiveness is not forgetting or condoning the harm that has been done. Instead, it is letting go of the need for revenge and releasing negative thoughts of bitterness and resentment. I repeat, Sanjay Singh and Huda wrote this on the year 2019, that forgiveness is not forgetting or condoning the harm that has been done, all right? But instead, it is letting go of the need for revenge and releasing negative thoughts of bitterness and resentment. And I totally agree. Bitterness can bring you all sorts of wahala. I mean, all sorts of bad, how can I even put it? Like bad luck, bad things. Like every time someone cannot even joke with you, like an honest joke, you get mad. Someone does something very little, you get mad at them. And they have nothing to do with what you're going through inside. You get to be mad at everyone. No, like people walk on eggshells around you because they don't know what they can say that will trigger you. They don't know what they will do that will make you, you know, explode because you have this anger and bitterness in you. So yes, I totally agree with what Sanjay and Huda said. And remember, forgiveness is about freedom to you as a person who has been wronged, or to yourself. As much as you made that mistake, forgiving yourself will bring freedom, okay? Because they say you forgive to let go of the weight of negative emotions and the desire to punish and avenge. Because most of the time when you don't revenge, it's you think you're punishing the other person, or you don't forgive because you want to revenge, you know. But in reality, when you don't forgive, you're punishing yourself. You're not punishing the other person. Yeah. It's like they said, I think you've had this. This is like a universal thing. It's like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know, so forgiveness is really, it's something weighty. So you forgive to let go of the weight of negative emotions and the desires to punish or avenge, all right? When I say forgive, it's not necessarily to restore the relationship or to achieve reconciliation. But remember, that will be great, by the way, to forgive and be able to restore a relationship. You know, that will be awesome. That will be awesome. But forgiveness, it instead is to restore your personal well-being and bring balance to you, to your life, all right? Because when you release this negative thoughts of bitterness and resentment, it helps you, it restores your personal well-being, and it brings balance. Emotionally, there is some balance because you've released these negative emotions that you've been having for a while. Okay? So forgiveness is all for you. That is the point that I want you to note. And I think you've heard it over and over and over again, but I will repeat it. Forgiveness, it's for you. It's not for the other person. It's not, you don't have to restore the relationship. You don't have to achieve reconciliation, but you have to do it for your own good. All right. So according to positive psychology, they give, I think, like 4 or 5 benefits of forgiveness. Number one, they say forgiveness reduces negative affect, not effect, but affect. In other words, this means that forgiveness helps you minimize aspects of negative affect, such as depression, anger, hostility, stress, and distress. I mean, and this is according to someone called Acter and Barlow, and they did this research in 2018. And like I said, these negative emotions that bring you bitterness, negative emotions, causes diseases, causes sicknesses, causes all this problems that we have. And these are things such as depression, these are things such as anger, stress, you know, distress, all these things. So Acter and Barlow say that forgiveness reduces negative effect. All right, so it reduces that because it minimizes all aspects of it. The second thing they said is that it promotes positive affect. This means it can increase our general levels of happiness, satisfaction, and compassion. Okay, the other thing they say that forgiveness provides freedom. If you cannot forgive, you are trapped in a storm of negative emotions, and that is so sad and that is painful. But forgiveness can provide freedom from endless quest of revenge, because as much as that person has really hurt you that bad, they've made the gruesome mistake of hurting you in ways you never thought, you never expected, but they've done it. And yes, it is bad. I don't know the depth of the pain and the hurt that you're experiencing. But let me tell you something, sweetheart. You're just trapped in a storm of negative emotions. And those negative emotions are making you cannot move on. Because every time you think about that person, every time you think about that situation, it arouses some sort of negative emotion that makes you feel angry or sad or depressed or scared, you know. So, darling, forgive so that you can get freedom, right? So that you can have freedom. Another thing they say is that forgiveness brings healing, which is so true. I've been hurt before. People have said things. You know those things you hear and you're like, is that me? You know? Are they talking about me? Or someone does something and you're like, I never thought you would do something like that to me. But they do it anyway. Yeah? And I had to forgive. I have to learn to forgive. Because it's for me, it's not for them. And they are the problem. I'm not the problem, they are the problem. So why should I keep on holding grudge or, you know, to someone who doesn't even deserve it? Like, why should I hold a grudge for you? I mean, why should I? You don't deserve it. You don't deserve that energy, because negative emotions takes a lot of energy from us. It is exhausting to carry this weight of unforgiveness. It is exhausting, trust me. So yes, forgiveness brings healing. All right. I think I've said it even in my last episode, in the other episode that I talked about forgiveness, and I said that when you forgive someone, it's not always necessary to tell them about it. You don't have to tell them that you've forgiven them. Again, it is for your own good. It is for you. It is not for them. All right? This poison that you've been taking, it's you who's going to suffer. It's you who's going to die with it. So they don't have to know. Okay? It's not necessarily to tell them about it. It is for you. Yeah? It is for you. That is why you have to forgive so that you can get that healing. The last thing they said is that forgiveness can heal relationships. Again, we said, They don't have to know about it. You don't have to necessarily tell them that you've forgiven them. Yeah. But then you realize that sometimes the person who has wronged us, these are people who are very important to us. Yeah. People who are close to us. Some of these people are irreplaceable, like our parents or our sisters and brothers. Like, you can never get another sister. You can never get another brother. You can never get, you know, people that are irreplaceable. And Maybe you want to forgive so that you can be able to restore this relationship. Yeah, it's not a must, like I said it, but sometimes you want to. And when this happens, in a situation where you want to keep, you want to protect, you want to preserve this relationship, then forgiveness will be the right path to go. Yeah. So some of you might ask, how do I go about forgiveness? Because it's a huge task. It's a big deal. Yeah. To some people, forgiveness is such a big deal. Well, in therapy, there are so many ways we go about it. But I'll give an example. Like one, something you can do is write forgiveness letters. You write this letter to yourself or to the person who has wronged you. And remember, they don't have to get it. You don't have to send a letter to them. Writing this letter helps you release the emotions, all right? Because forgiveness is a journey. Like I said, there's those instant someone, you'll forgive someone immediately and it's done. But most of the time, it's a journey. It's a journey to healing, all right? So write a letter to you. I mean, to yourself, write a letter to the person who has wronged you. If you're writing to the person who have hurt you, the offender, they don't have to get it. They don't have to get it. But if you want to give it to them, fine. But if you don't want to write it, then read it out aloud, and that will help. That is a first step to forgiveness, all right? When I talked about forgiving yourself, I mean, how do you forgive yourself? Yeah, forgiving other person makes sense. So easy. Like, that person wronged me, they did me wrong, but I forgive them. Yeah. How do I forgive myself? Well, first of all, you have to acknowledge the fact that human beings are flawed and complex. Like, mistakes are a basic part of human nature. We all do mistakes. We are bound to make mistakes today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. It is something that you cannot run away from. And that reminds you that you're not perfect. So stop being so hard on yourself, all right? It's a mistake that you did. Forgive yourself, unless you are intentional about it. But most of the time, if your intentions didn't come out right the way you wanted them to, and they ended up hurting the other person, forgive yourself, yeah? But if you are doing it intentionally, then come on, why would you even just wake up and decide that today I'm going to hurt so-and-so, today I'm going to do something that will make so-and-so feel bad? What kind of attitude is that? Actually, if you're that kind of a person, you need to see a therapist. You need to go for counseling. Like, for real. If you're the kind of person who wakes up and just says, today I'm going to make sure that someone, I hurt someone. I'm going to make sure that someone feels bad the way I feel. Like, you just want to drag everybody down with you. You just want everybody to have this feeling that you keep on having with you. I mean, that's not right. Come on. So, yeah. Forgive yourself and acknowledge the fact that human beings are flawed and we are complex. So, mistakes are bound to happen. They are part of our nature. Another thing is that you must remember to forgive yourself, is because by forgiving yourself, you improve yourself. Yeah, like it brings something called self-improvement. For example, there's someone who gave an example, someone called Snow in the year 1993. He gave an example of a footballer. He said that if someone who plays football, you obviously you are competing, and then you get this ball and you fumble and you kick it out, or you kick it, or you just, or a goalkeeper who missed to catch the ball, and yeah, the other team got, you know, one goal, two goals, they can feel bad. They can feel bad. They feel like it's a mistake. Maybe at that particular point he was clouded with thoughts or whatever. I mean, you know, we all, even if at work or something, we always have that 1 minute when we think about something and your focus kind of shifts within seconds, and he might start feeling bad. But you know, as much as they're feeling bad at that particular point, they still have some more minutes running. So you need to dust yourself and forgive yourself for that particular matter and improve. Make sure that right now I'm going to focus. I'm going to focus so that, you know, they don't win another goal. The same with life. You've done a mistake, something you've done and you feel so bad about it, but forgive yourself so that you can be able to improve, all right? Because self-forgiveness is a way to let go of the negative emotions. Again, remember, negative emotions. Forgiveness is all about negative emotions that hold us back to improve as we go along. Yeah, you need to forgive yourself so that you can be able to improve. So as I wrap it up, I want you to remember these things, these three things, all right? Remember that self-forgiveness is an act of strength and not weakness. Forgiving someone is an act of strength and not weakness. Forgiving yourself is an act of strength and not weakness. Another thing I want you to remember is that self-forgiveness is always an option. Even if the other person will not forgive you, you're forgiving yourself. It is an option. It's an option, all right? Remember that forgiving yourself doesn't need you to make amends or learn from your mistake. But that will be awesome, right? That will be awesome to make amends. It will be awesome to learn from your mistake. But the most important thing, bottom line, is forgive yourself. Yeah, so as I wrap it up, always remember that at the end, as much as forgiveness helps us to be mentally healthy and benefit our well-being, it is a personal choice. It is a decision that you make. Nobody can force you to forgive the other person. Nobody. So it's a decision that you make, all right? So at the end of it all, after all I've said, it's a personal choice. It's a decision that you make. So if you want to be well mentally, if you want to let go of negative emotions, if you want to let go of this bad feeling and all these things, yeah, forgive. Forgive and you'll be well. Yeah, so thank you so much for listening in. Today's episode is a bit longer. But hey, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure being here and talking to you guys. So until next time, take care of yourself. Have a week full of forgiveness and see you again next time. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.